Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 20th, Monday, 2020, Day 20. Today's topic, love your gracious Lord, receive His anointing, can say gracious words. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 12 verses 1 to 8, Genesis chapter 41 verse 17 to chapter 42 verse 17, Matthew chapter 13 verses 24 to 46, Proverbs 4 verses 1 to 6. Today's main passage from Psalm 12 verses 1 to 6. Help, Lord, for no one is faithful anymore. Those who are loyal have vanished from the human race. Everyone lies to their neighbor. They flatter with their lips but harbor deception in their hearts. May the Lord silence all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. Those who say, by our tongues we will prevail. Our own lips will defend us. Who is Lord over us? Because the poor are plundered and the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver purified in a crucible, like gold refined seven times. Let's take a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is love your gracious Lord, receive His anointing, can say gracious words. What I received from today's psalm is that since 3,000 years ago in King David's time to nowadays, human race has not changed much. We cannot control our tongues but always say hurting words and not words from God, gracious words. What are gracious words? Today's psalm tells us that gracious words is totally different from what we usually say, controlled by our own tongues. Gracious words are from God. Directed, instructed by God. If you can say gracious words, then it is like gold being refined seven times to be pure gold. It is like how today's Genesis tells us that even Pharaoh and his servants knew that Joseph was the one in whom is the Spirit of God. Even those things spoken by Joseph not happen yet, but they knew it would happen. Yes, that's the power of the words from God. That is gracious words. From Genesis chapter 41, verses 37 to 41. The plan seemed good to Pharaoh and to all his officials. So Pharaoh asked them, Can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. How can you become someone like Joseph who has the Holy Spirit with him? Jesus gives us the answer in today's Matthew, that we need to pay a lot of effort and everything. Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. It is also like today's Proverbs 4, verse 6. The word wisdom in Proverbs is actually talking about the Holy Spirit. It says, Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. To love God is to love the Holy Spirit, to receive the anointing from the Holy Spirit, and then you can be able to say more and more gracious words. Today, the Holy Spirit reminds me that from now on, every word I speak, I need to think 7 times in order that I am able to receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit and that I can say gracious words. Now let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to remember to be with you and to love you each day, that I can receive the daily anointing from the Holy Spirit, that I can say gracious words as Joseph did. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what is your response to today's topic? Love your gracious Lord, receive His anointing. Can say gracious words. Number two, what is your next step to be able to love your God, your gracious Lord, to receive His anointing, and can say gracious words? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.